Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airways at that time again, the Eternal Bum podcast, live from Oakland, California. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, alongside the sidekick in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Ralph Williams. 30 minutes of breaking it down, 30 minutes next week of breaking down another sport, and then we'll debut this thing in April here. 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it and you're sitting around a campfire with marshmallows roasting on a winter night going into spring, looking like Seattle in some places, dreary, gloomy, rainy, catch it on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, the threes, my friend, Ralph. As we end up in Oakland, we went in Pittsburgh yesterday. We were at Tampa on Wednesday doing the three-city tour each week now, so it's blessing. Things run in threes. How are you? How can people get a hold of you? And we can start this thing anywhere you want to go, my brother.
Yeah, well, at least here in Pittsburgh, we have a baseball ballpark for our team, unlike Oakland. You know, I don't mean to be mean, but, you know, it is true. But anyway, yeah, you can get a hold of me, RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. Also, you can reach me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And I have many shows on my YouTube channel on YouTube as well. And I advise you, please, to subscribe. And I'm asking if you would do that, please. I'm at 92. I need 8 more. And I'll be at 100. So I am looking to get to 100 by June, but I'll probably make it sooner. I asked everybody last year, Mark, by December, to come up with 60, and they did, and I've had 40, almost 32 ever since this year alone. So let's see what we can do to get me to 100 by June.
Well, that means everybody's been listening to the show, picking up steam, the hashtags, everything's been working since you and I have hooked up.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
That's why, folks, I call myself Pittsburgh's forgotten son, because they seem in Pittsburgh to have forgotten about me. But, you know, so that's why I'm here. You know.
Well, I always tell people this, Ralph, and I use this analogy whenever I sell it and sell us. I always tell the program directors across the board, listen, it's very, very simple. I'm throwing 105 in the bullpen. You got a starting pitcher out there that's given up 6 runs. The bases are loaded. You can go out there and take the ball from them, bring me in, I'll retire the side, and we get this thing maybe competitive down the rest of the innings. Otherwise, you can leave them in, and everybody can go home because it's going to be a blowout. We can always reconvene tomorrow. That's the way I look at it, and that analogy has been right to the point. You know, and that's what I say. The competition's never bothered me. You stay straight as an arrow. You know, you look at people as pylons in a highway. You got to go around them, get the ice in the veins, and that's it. To me, you're not Pittsburgh's forgotten son. You're Pittsburgh's godson.
Yeah, exactly. You're right about that. But sooner or later, that's going to come down. We'll see what happens. Anyway.
Definitely. Yep.
Anyway,
take it away.
I have a few bums here. One of them is A.J. Burnett. I don't know if you remember him. He pitched for a few teams, and then he went to Philly after he left the Pirates. And he was supposed to come back to the Pirates, just like Andrew McCutchen, but that didn't happen. And he's not doing real well with the Phillies right now, so I put him in a bum category. Derek Bell, remember him? He was a bum in baseball. Did nothing with the Pirates. Really didn't do much with the Houston Astros. I know you know this name. Because they always say when somebody hits 200, what do they call that, Mark?
The Mendoza line.
Yeah, Mario Mendoza. How about that? He was a bum. Francisco Cervelli, former Pirate catcher, had a bunch of injuries, but then came back a little bit with Tampa Bay. And I don't know who he's playing with now, but from what I understand, he's not really even in baseball, and he snuck up the joint after he left the Pirates. Here's a good one here. He was suspended 80 games last year, Francisco Tatis from the Yankees. I think he's a bum because, you know, you jeopardize, you know, your team by being suspended for 80 games and you can't contribute, you're making big money. I classify that as a bum, I think. And last but not least here, Johnny Cueto from the Cincinnati Reds. I understand he's having a bad spring this year, and he's kind of stinking up the joint down in spring ball. What do you think of that, Mark, on my list?
Well, I like your list. The Derek Bills and all those things. I'll throw some guys. How about Jeff Burrows?
Oh, yeah.
Sean Burrows was a third baseman. He was a bust. Couldn't really do nothing. So, I mean, that would be one of mine in a way. And there are some others across the board. Chris Benson was a bum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember Chris Benson. Yeah, he pitched for the Pirates, and then he got himself into some kind of heat when his wife posed for Playboy or something or
She said if she caught him cheating, she'd sleep with the whole team.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'll tell you the best one of them all, Mark. When they asked Lloyd McClendon, because he was the manager of the Pirates at the time that this went down, they said to Lloyd McClendon, aren't you going to do anything or suspend him or reprimand him or anything? McClendon said, what he does behind closed doors is none of my business. I'm only worried about baseball.
I remember that one. Yeah.
I hate to say it, but that's why Lloyd McClendon was never a good manager.
I think he wore out his welcome there, there in Pittsburgh. I love Derek Shelton.
Yeah.
And, I don't know what your thoughts are on Derek Shelton, but I love him.
Well, I like Derek Shelton, too. But when you have – here's the thing. And I heard this from, Claudia Rosano, who's the coach of the Carnegie Mellon University baseball team. I heard this from many other people, a couple reporters in town here that I'm friends with that come on my podcast, my Sports Corner podcast. They said the one big problem with him and his bench coach, Don Kelly, which I'm quite surprised about as well, they don't control their clubhouse. They don't control the dugout that well. They're so busy looking outside the field that they don't control what goes on in the clubhouse and the dugout. Let me give you an example. We had that one backup catcher a few years back, got into some kind, started yelling obscenities to the umpire right from the dugout. That shouldn't have even been done. And then he got tossed from the game and got cut from the team after that. Okay. That cost us the game because what happened was they gave, I forget who we were playing, they gave the opposing team, a free pass to the base, because of that. And, I thought that was unacceptable. And then last year, when the cell phone fell out of the back pocket, that's undisciplined
baseball, Mark.
And, Derek Shelton, I think this year with these veterans, I think he's going to have to do something. Because this is going into his fifth year as the manager of this team. And I think he's going to have to do something here because I think some people are going to start saying, hey, I think this, with these veterans that we have this year and things like that, I believe that this is going to be a better year for the Pirates. We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm trying to be optimistic, but at the same time, I said at one time that they were going to be 500 and they lost 100 games. So
We talked about this yesterday in Pittsburgh on that wrestling and sports podcast we do, that the prognosticators have the Pirates winning 67 games this year. And you know how I feel about prognosticators. They haven't played the game, so they're just, it's somebody's opinion. It's like an ass. We all have one.
Right.
So,
right.
Bill North once told me, and I use this phrase sometimes, and I steal it from him every now and then, not like stealing a base, but stealing this quote. Now that we know who's going to win, all we have to do is play the game. And the Pirates will play the game starting next week, and I'm going to run a prognosticators kind of thing. Every win they get, I'll just keep chopping off that 67 mark. I think this team is going to win over 80 games. I really do. I think this team will win over 80 games. There's always surprises in Major League Baseball. We saw that a few years ago with the Marlins, with Don Mattingly and, running the gamut there. We saw the Braves come out of nowhere and, you know, even though they had a better team and stuff, do some damage in a World Series. So why can't it be the Pirates? I'm not saying they're going to win a World Series, but I think, you know, they're a team that you got to really watch out for now that can do some damage. They're playing on house money. And when you play on house money, you know, you can go there and do whatever you want because you're not spending it. It's the house.
Right, exactly. Sean Rodriguez is a bum.
Sean Rodriguez was one. You can definitely put him in there, and you can also throw Dale Barra in there. Yogi Berra.
Oh, yeah, Dale Barra. Oh, he was terrible. Yeah, you're right. Dale Barra was, too.
Dale Barra, and for people that don't know Dale Barra, I think it was in the 1980s, a book came out called The Pittsburgh Cocaine Seven. I think Dale Barra and the mascot were selling, and it was dark days in Pittsburgh baseball from 80 to 87, I remember. I mean, if I went to see the Pirates out here in Los Angeles, they had guys and like Marvell Wynn, Joe Orsolac, Jim Bippy. I mean, it was downtrodden times in Pittsburgh baseball days for about 7 years, maybe even a little
longer. Oh, I remember those days, too. I have another one for you, Adrian Brown. Adrian Brown is a bum. He played
and
for
I bet
teams.
You can. I bet you in those days you can get into Pittsburgh's Three Rivers Stadium for $5 and sit anywhere.
Well, you know something, Mark. When I was in high school, you know, you were allowed to start working here in Pennsylvania when you're 16 years old. Now it's 15. Well, because my niece works, she's 15, and you're allowed to work now when you're 15 years old. But when I was back in the day, when I was growing up, you had to be 16 to work. My very first job was a vendor at Three River Stadium, and there were nobody at these games. There were times I would go to the games and get sent home. And I had to work another job, actually, because I wasn't making any money there because I was always sent home all the time because of union seniority, you know, and stuff like that. Or if I did work, I ended up selling stale popcorn. So, I mean, you know, but, you know, but anyway.
Well, the last time I was in Three Rivers Stadium, it was 1996. The Pirates are playing the Mets, and I remember grabbing a T-shirt outside Three Rivers. Guy was selling it. It was Muck the Fets. It was a gray T-shirt, and I might still have that thing laying around somewhere. Muck the Fets. The last time I was in PNC Park was when they first opened the place. Stargell had died earlier, I think in April, my idol. And I went there. I saw the Diamondbacks play the Pirates. And then I saw the Astros come in. And Randy Johnson had struck out 16 or 18 Pirates. And the Pirates still won the game. That's the last time I've been in PNC Park.
I'll tell you who won the Cy Young Award with the Pirates. And then he became a bum after that, Doug Drabeck.
Doug Drabeck. I kind of like Doug Drabeck. I keep in touch with Mike Lavoie. You know he's a good friend of mine. We got to get him on the show one of these days. Mike Lavoie.
Spanky,
I keep in touch with. And I also keep in touch with the hitman, Mike Eastler.
Oh, Mike Eastler. Yeah, I remember him. He came in the clutch anytime you needed him, man.
Yeah.
He was there.
Yep, he was always there for you, and unbelievable, to say the least. Hey, we're getting some comments. Joey from Bucks County, PA says, guys, love the show. Prayers to Bruce, whatever he's doing in the hospital with the nurses. He said, I got some bums. I know you don't like to spread it around the sports industries, but I got some bums in my neck of the woods, and one of them was Sean Bradley. Used to play with the 76ers. Yeah, he was a bum, definitely. And I know, Ralph, you don't pay too much attention to the NBA, and a lot of other people don't these days. But
no,
I definitely remember Sean Bradley as a bum.
I'll tell you another bum.
Yeah.
Ian Snell, he was terrible. He was
Ian,
Ian Snell, and I'll tell you another good one here.
I'll throw one. I don't know what happened when he got to Pittsburgh, but Chris Archer.
I was just going to say that, Mark. Oh, I had that ready for you. Chris Archer.
Yeah, Chris Archer.
Yeah. Oh, he was terrible here. Oh, bad. He got hurt too much.
They kept giving him chances, too. Kept giving him chances, and he just couldn't seem to turn it around.
Oh, absolutely. It was a bad situation. But
they got rid of Meadows. Brian Meadows went, and they got rid of
Austin Meadows. They got rid of Tyler Glasnow. Glasnow ended up being a pretty good
Glasnow, yeah. Glasnow and Meadows went to Tampa for Archer.
Garrett Cole.
And that was a bad trade.
Tyon are with the Yankees. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, now he's with Chicago.
Who? Cole?
He's with the Cubbies. Jameson Taillon with the Cubbies.
Okay.
Yep. He's with the Cubbies now. Another bum. And this one, boy, I'll tell you, I don't know what happened to this guy. If you really look around the big leagues, on this particular guy, but to me, I always looked at him and I said, yeah, this guy just couldn't really pull his weight. You know, he might have had one good year. But then, to me, it was just couldn't push past the gamut, if you want to look at that. And you probably know who I'm talking about. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I think so, but I'm not sure. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay. I'll give you a chance. I'll give you a chance to throw something out there.
Let me see here. I have to throw a couple out at you here off the top of my head. Jordan Lyles, he was bad.
Well, this guy was Jose Mesa with the Pirates.
Oh, yeah, I remember Mesa, yeah.
Mesa, another bum on my list there.
He was bad.
I didn't, Jose Mesa was one. So when you look at Jose Mesa, to me, definitely a bum. As you start to go around in more of the leagues, Ed Whitson was a bum in New York.
Yeah.
He just couldn't seem to find his touch there. Don Gullett was great in Cincinnati. New York Yankees gave him the big money, and he turned out to be a bust there. Bust or bum, if you want to call it. Oscar Gamble, we could throw out there. There's some guys. George Hendrick,
Oh, yeah.
There's some in my book. The Pirates had a guy, and I'm trying to think of his name. He went to the Giants. Or the Giants sent him to Pittsburgh, and it was a pitcher, and the name is escaping me.
Well, he's in the league now. I know one, Kyle Crick.
Kyle Crick.
Playing for him. Kyle Crick.
Yeah.
He was terrible.
Yep. That was another one.
He was part of the McClendon trade. Jeez, off tip of my tongue here, Mark. My brain's not working this morning or today. I don't know why.
Right.
But anyway, it was, they just brought him back. McCutcheon. He was part of the McCutcheon trade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Albert from Proudway chiming in says, guys, it's nice to see you guys doing the Friday show. It's 2:20 out here in San Diego. Blessed to hear you live as I'm driving. The bust we had here in San Diego was the clown that we got from Minnesota, who's a relief pitcher. And then we shipped him to Milwaukee. Name escapes me, but I'm sure you guys can look it up. He was a relief pitcher, saved a lot of games with the Twins, came to San Diego, couldn't save his rear if he ate a fish taco. We sent him to Milwaukee.
Here, I think I know who he's talking about. I got a good one for you. Joe Bimel.
Joe Bimel, yeah, wow.
Yeah, he was from Duquesne University, and that's why the Pirates picked him up. He pitched for the Pirates. He didn't do that well here. Then he moved on to – I think he had one good year, and then after that you didn't hear from him anymore. So, you know. Yeah.
Unbelievable on that one. Dylan from Chelmsford, Mass, listening in, says, hey, guys, I got some football ones. Maybe across the board, if you guys are aware of it, the biggest bust, if you want to say, you know, in this team's history, to me, Warren Sapp was a bust. Warren Sapp. Oh, my God. Another one was a quarterback that went to the Vikings, and John David Booty. Booty. I remember Booty.
Oh, my God.
He was a bust. Booty was a bust. And he said, guys, if you want to look in your backyard, scratch your heads, and all you got to do is look at the guys that you had over there. One of them was Charlie Batch. I don't know if Charlie Batch, he was an adequate backup. I don't know if I'd call him a bum, Dylan.
No. You know what, Mark? He was a very good
backup. Yeah, I like Charlie Batch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's working on the Steeler. He's on the Steeler broadcast team here.
I like Charlie.
Charlie did what everyone else does. You know, all these other athletes do. They get into bad real estate investments. He got into some bad real estate investments here in Pittsburgh, and he ended up being broken.
Wow.
And he had to recover. So that's what happened.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard a lot of those bad, you know, sometimes you can buy bad real estate and you can lose your rear. And, well, it's nice the Steelers have given him an opportunity. He always used to spell Big Ben.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, the one year Big Ben was hurt, and then we had Byron Leftwich.
Mark Malone.
Mark Malone was a bum. Yeah, he was a bum. He looked like Tom Selleck, so all the women loved him. And then all of a sudden, but he was a smart guy, though. I mean, he was a really smart guy. He could have been a coach, but now he's a news reporter down in Dallas, at least the last I checked.
Wow.
Tommy Maddox wasn't that good.
Tommy Maddox, I go back and forth with him on Twitter, and nice guy. I liked him. I think he came out of UCLA. If I recall, he went to the XFL. Wasn't that right?
Well, he went to the XFL. It was in arena ball. He played in just about every spring football league that there was. You know, he even was in the prison league, even though he wasn't in prison. But, I mean, you know, he was in that too. Whatever league he could get into to master his craft. And then when the Steelers signed him, he was a backup, you know, as a backup after he failed in Denver. The Steelers signed him as a backup, and then he ended up starting for a little while. He was okay, but he wasn't all that great. I mean, you know.
Lewis coming out of Pensacola, Florida, says O.J. McDuffie a bum. Oh, God.
Yeah, he was a bum.
O.J. McDuffie, Yeah, O.J., Unbelievable. When you look at
I'll tell you who was a real bum, Lawrence Phillips.
Yeah, Lawrence Phillips, yeah.
Lawrence Phillips was
we discussed. We discussed this, and I don't know if you remember in the day, and they used to sell T-shirts on this guy, Brian Bosworth.
Oh, he was the boss.
The boss.
Oh.
Yeah.
He even admits he was a bum. I watched something. He was on some show, and I saw him on, and he said, you know what? I was a bum. I thought my doo-doo didn't stink, and I thought that I could be the best thing. Tony Mandarich was a bum.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of that, how about Todd Marinovich?
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah.
How about DeMarcus
Webb? I had a chance. You know what? I think the nude surfing and the drugs ruined him. I really do.
Yes. Yeah, drugs ruined a lot of athletes in sports, Mark. Between that and gambling. Look at Art Schleister. I use Art Schleister. The biggest
Robin from Warren, Ohio says, what a difference. I listen to this show on Thursdays with you guys, Sky Smoke and Jim, and then I go into that, I don't know what to call it. It sounds like the dairy farm after the wrestling talk.
Let me clear
the deck on that one. We never know what's happening on that show with John Guy, Peggy, Eli, Bill North is in there sometimes, Captain Jet, and they brought a guy in yesterday, and Paco, and boy, the people are just coming up with the names, calling them Paco Rabanne and everything, and don't hold me to it. I just produce it. I never know where that show's going.
That's true. You're right. You are exactly
well,
all
right. I can tell you is make sure when you get on the ride, you have double seat belts.
Absolutely. I know it.
Wow. Hey, I can't believe 30 minutes went by that fast, brother. Everybody know how they can get a hold of you, and next week we do this all over again, same time, same channel, across the boards with Pittsburgh and Tampa, and get you some more, man. I love this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Mark. And, it's RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, and also on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and on my YouTube channel. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Some great programming on there. Sports Corner, the way I see it. Also, we have Talking Wrestling, Ralph Williams One-on-One. I also do a Mahler show, but I don't know if I'm coming back to do it this year yet. I have to discuss some financial arrangement with them, so I'm not sure yet what's going on. So.
Oh, you got to do that. You're damn good doing that. You are really good doing that. And what
a job
to do
with that.
I'm
just having trouble getting a hold of them, Mark. You know, having trouble finding somebody to talk to.
Well, I reached out, and I'll let you go with this one. I just reached out to Todd Haley, so I'm trying to get a hold of him. I interviewed him a few years ago when he was a coach at Kansas City, and then he went to Arizona. Then he came back to Pittsburgh, did the offensive coordinator. But he's running one of the USFL teams, so I'm just waiting to hear back from him. I'm gonna probably follow up again next week. And pound it, but Todd Haley, great guy. I like him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was a good offensive coordinator when he was here.
Yep.
The problem was he didn't take no jive from Ben. Ben wanted somebody to, you know, to be his friend, and Todd Haley wasn't his friend. So, you know.
Sad to see how that went out, but that's a story for another day. You can catch me all over the place tomorrow morning, Dr. Greg Roscoe's show live from Pittsburgh, Claudio Rosato. Matt Vaccaro will be in there, to that one. They'll be talking Tommy John surgery and, you know, and all that. So all you pitchers warming up. And I think next week he's got Kip Gross. So great things across the podium here. We've just added the San Francisco Giants and Alex Berg started next week from Yankee Stadium as the Giants will be playing the Yankees. We start up also next week, Tarek Brock, third year in a row doing it with Tim. As the Pirates will be on the road in Cincinnati. And I can't wait to talk to you again, my brother. Say hi to the lovely wife. Ralph, and we
will
say goodnight
to
all the listeners and have a safe weekend. And we'll see you next week at this time across the airwaves.
Thank you, everybody.
Have a good one, guys.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you.